Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
Thank you.
to me. I wanna know you more. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. I wanna know you more.
Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself to me.
I wanna know you more. Take me to the inner place,
oh God.
Show me your glory, Lord. Send my hand to the place where you are. Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself.
I give myself to you,
Jesus.
Reveal yourself to me, Jesus. Reveal yourself to me. I want to know you more, Baba. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your ways. Ikusu yoko swala lele swala la la ni akaya. Reveal yourself to me, Baba. Baba, soyo koswaya lele.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. May God's grace and his peace be multiplied unto each and every one of us. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of
Center your six-digit conference code. Welcome to Free Conference Call. The conference, we will now connect you to your call. There are two attendees in this conference. Your host has joined.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Conference muted.
To be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. So we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you kept watch over us, kept watch over our siblings, our family members, our children, our spouses. So, oh, God, we thank you, our household. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You are a covenant-keeping God. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are faithful. You are kind. You are righteous. There is no one like you, Jesus. And so we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you. In the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Holy Ghost, to take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Preeminence in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in this service. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we surrender this prayer service to you. Hallelujah. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our children and grandchildren lives to you. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to you, O Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, we ask you to lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Oh, reveal the hidden mysteries of the kingdom of God to us, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, teach us to love God with all our hearts and souls and minds. Teach us, Holy Ghost, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we worship you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, hover over our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over each and every area of our lives. Let there be light. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, let the holy light of God shine in every single area of our lives. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, let there be light. Holy Spirit, let there be light, Holy Spirit. Let your light shine, Holy Spirit, that others may see and glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, the light comes, darkness disappears. Holy Spirit, let your light shine. Let your light shine, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, illuminate our eyes, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, activate our spiritual senses in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, uproot everything out of our lives that is not holy, that is not of God. Uproot those things right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that will hinder our plan, your plans for our lives, uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we are totally and completely dependent on you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, empty us of ourselves and fill us to an overflowing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we need you every second. Holy Spirit, we need you every minute, every hour. Holy Spirit, you are our lifeline in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, oh, we are dependent on you. Spirit of the living God, we surrender completely and totally to you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace, Abba Father, this morning. And we ask you, oh God, for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Father, we are truly sorry for all the things that we've done in thoughts, in words, in deeds, oh God, that did not bring glory to your name, Lord. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry out to you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Be merciful unto us, O God. The Bible says you are faithful and just, so forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, Father, we cry to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Rain down your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every cell, our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Every organ in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Every system, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We command our bodies to come into alignment with the holy word of God, the way God had made it, O God, the way you made Adam and Eve, O God. You made them perfect, O God, and everything you made was good and perfect. It's good and perfect. You are the same God. our bodies, perfect everything in our emotional bodies, perfect everything spiritually, oh God. Let us walk in the perfection in Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, let us walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, let us walk in the holiness of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we have no power of our own. We are totally and completely dependent on you, Jesus. So, Father God, we release the blood in this environment, in the cyberspace, in networks, this radio blog. We release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus in our homes, in our dwelling places, in our offices, oh God, in our cars, wherever we are and wherever we will go today. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. Whatever food or drink we drink, covered in the blood of Jesus. Our footsteps in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. Flush our systems of any kind of contaminants. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood speak, O God. Hallelujah, Rama Sandiriako. There's someone here. Horia Makaya Sitiriko. Oh, I see the conspiracy that is going on in your job because you walk in the spirit of excellence. You like to do things the right way. Oh, dear, I said, you're not a person to offend others, but there's a spirit of jealousy, oh God. And we ask the Lord, oh God, to intervene in the name of Jesus. Intervene in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we silence the voice of the enemy speaking against your daughter in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose only God's plan and purpose for your daughter's life will be done in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against this woman of God. No weapon formed against her shall prosper when God is for her. Who can be against her? Father God, in the name of Jesus, let their counsel come to naught in the name of Jesus. The pit that they have dug, O God, let them fall into the pit of destruction themselves in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you for revelation in the name of Jesus. O God, we pray, thank you for squashing the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. When the enemy came against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but the Lord said to tell you that joy cometh in the morning. Your joy, this joy of mine, the world did not give it to me, and the world cannot take it away. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. If you're thinking there's someone else there, you are thinking about getting a grant. Hallelujah. You are thinking about doing a grant, and the Lord said to tell you he has placed his stamp of approval on your grant. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Lord said to go forth and do it in the name of Jesus. It seems like you want to do something, a nonprofit stuff. Hallelujah. Although you already have your ministry, but there's something else you want to branch off into. The Lord said to tell you this morning, he got you He got your back. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Step forward. Hallelujah. Step forward. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is enlarging your territory. The hand of the Lord is resting upon you. In the name of Jesus, is your season. This is your set time of favor. The windows of heaven are open over you. The windows of heaven are open over your children. Hallelujah. Your name, I hear the Lord say, Hasiba. Your land will no more be barren. Fruitful, fruitful, fruitful. Then overflow in the name of Jesus. Walk by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord said, do not divorce the information that he's releasing to you. The connection that he has released to you begins with, do not reveal it to others. The Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You have labored in prayers for years in and years out. And the Lord has saw you fit to release some information. Though you, oh God, said keep it quiet. Do not spread your the information he gave you to do your business. Do not spread it. It is for you specifically, designed for you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will lead you. The Holy Ghost will guide you. Lord, the Lord has increased your sphere of influence. Who am I, Sante? Who am I speaking to? Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord said no limits. Ilyama said no boundaries. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk into your season. Hallelujah. Daughter of Zion, it is your time. Daughter of Zion, it is your time. Daughter of Zion, pay attention. Divine connection. Daughter of Zion, the Lord has placed a stamp of approval for such a time like this. Hallelujah. It is your time. It is your season. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. Move forward. Do not be afraid. Move forward. Hallelujah. He is with you. Hallelujah. Even when you do these things and you come to a difficult situation, what do? Just call the name of Jesus. Call the name of who? Call the name of Jesus. Call the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want you this morning to look at Psalm 66, verse 12. But before we go there, let me pray once again. Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on ourselves, on our children, our spouses, those that are in our household. Hallelujah, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for divine angelic assistance throughout this day. For ourselves and our children and grandchildren and spouses, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 66, if you have it, please let me know. Hallelujah. We're going to read it, and it's actually verse 12. And I always like to read the whole thing. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth and the power and the anointing, the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works through the greatness of thy power. So thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah, oh bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. But thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou hast brought us into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come, and ye all ye that fear the Lord, fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, hallelujah, God hath heard me. Hallelujah. God have heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which have not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about Psalm 66. Hallelujah. And if I was where you are now, right now is the time to praise him. Worship him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou hast brought us into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. The psalmist said, thou hast proved us. Thou hast tried us. You've been through a lot. As silver, do you know as silver is tried? It's put into that heat. Thou hast brought us into the net. Thou laid affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. Hallelujah. Does this sound to you, this word that is coming from the throne of grace this morning? Hallelujah. Maybe you've been facing some situations, and sometimes you face these situations and we think it's the devil. We think for different reasons, but God will carry us through process. Hallelujah. Whatever situation you have been facing, it's been rough, it's been tough. Hallelujah. You've been through the fire, you've been through the water, but it's time for you to rejoice. God has turned your adversity into victory, into triumph, by showing favor to those of us who belong to him. His plans for us are for good. And when he brings us out, this is where he causes us to end up. Thou brought us into a wealthy place, that fruitful land, that fertile land. Hallelujah. But most people think that a wealthy place only relates to what? Money. Let me tell you this morning that it's more than money. When you look at other Bible translation, some say, when you look at the RSV, they call wealthy place a spacious place. Some call it a place of freedom. The CEB Bible calls it a place of freedom. Hallelujah. Some Bible calls it a place of rest. Some Bible editions will use that, call it rich relief and liberty. Another Bible call it abundant prosperity. Another Bible says, the B-E-R says, overflowing abundance. Sure, that's God's desire for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. It is more than money. Hallelujah. Some of us, it's a place of relief, a place of rest, is a space, a spacious place. Hallelujah. Is a place that overflows with abundance. Is a place of prosperity. Hallelujah. This is what he desires for us to be in, to be end up in a place into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. Boy, you've been through so much. And this is what God has brought you into. You see, just before you come into that wealthy place for your family, for yourself, for your ministry, that's a place of favor. That's what they say, anything you touch will prosper. So it's a place, there's something, let me give you an example. I will look at it like there's some grounds, fertile grounds that you just got to throw the seed out and things grow. You don't even have to do nothing and it grows. And this is what I'm saying to you. Hallelujah. That God has brought you into that wealthy place. What do you do when you come into your wealthy place that you have come into? What do I do when the ministry has come into a wealthy place? As a leader of the ministry, what do I do? What do you do? As a family person, a mother, a father, do you do when you come into that wealthy place? The first thing you do is to bless the Lord. The first thing you do is to praise him and to thank him for bringing you into that place. Hallelujah. Okay, when God placed you there, it's not for you to relax for his kingdom purposes. So you pray after you bless the Lord and thank him and rejoice. Number two, first you praise and bless the Lord and rejoice. Number one. Number two, you seek the face of Almighty God. Let him give you divine instructions. Hallelujah. That means you become sensitive. Let him open your spiritual eyes and your ears so that you can hear his voice. Let me say to you, anytime God brings anyone into a wealthy place, guess who's looking at that? At you now to mess with you or looking at me. It's the enemy, Satan. So now he will send different types of people from God. And then those people would trick you and mess with you, and that wealthy place will not be a wealthy place because anymore. Because why? Because you have allowed the enemy to come and steal, kill, and destroy. What do you mean? That wealthy place could be a creative idea that the Lord has given you. That wealth that will bring generational blessings, not only for you, but the generation yet unborn. And sometimes people looking at great ideas like a big, it might be something tiny, and it doesn't look fruitful to you. And you say, oh, I don't think it's God, but it's God. Hallelujah, because God will take something small and turn it into something big. Hallelujah. Number two, you seek God. You just get there. After you praise him, you seek him. Do not move one step. And let him give you the plan that he has, not what you have. You just need his strength. You need him. But let him give you the plan. So what is for is good and not evil. So you pray and ask for step by step divine plan when he has brought you into this place. And then you make sure one thing, never you need wisdom. You need godly wisdom. Hallelujah. you the place. You need wisdom into that place. You need to think long term and not short term, because this place is for your children, your children's children, your generation yet unborn. That place that he led you to. Hallelujah. Seek the face of God. Praise him. Seek his face. Ask questions. Ask for wisdom. And then you cannot have wisdom. God will give you understanding. He gave you counsel. He will give you step by step, step by step. Do not run off and give your ideas, the ideas that the Lord has placed in you to people. Keep things that God has given you sacred. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. God's desire is to bless exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So as you praise him, as you worship him, go back and seek his face, a divine step-by-step instruction for godly wisdom. Hallelujah. And you might say, I don't have no one to help me with this. The Lord has placed people in positions to help you. You will meet people that you've never met before. He has also enlarged your sphere of influence. And maybe you're thinking that your sphere of influence, some of you, it will not come like you want it to come. The person might not look like you want them to look. So don't mess up looking for someone in a coat, dressed up. It could be someone simple in a jeans and a t-shirt. And the Lord has sent that person to help you. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, it's for his kingdom purposes. So if you see that you things coming to that is not the word of God, then you know it is not God. Remember, God is holy. God is righteous. Hallelujah. May you be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. May every one of us, God has brought us into this wealthy place of rest in him. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you that you have a wealthy place for us, a place that is spacious and brings freedom, rest, rich relief, liberty, abundant prosperity, and overflowing abundance. Father, we give you the praise for bringing us out of the difficult situations that some of us have been through for years. We thank you because only your grace brought us through. We thank you, Lord, that even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because you are right there with us. Your grace is sufficient. So we thank you and we bless you for bringing us into our wealthy place in Jesus' name. And we pray as we have entered into this wealthy place that, Lord, when we pray, we know you will answer and you give us godly wisdom. You give us directions and show us how we must move forward. Thank you for, oh God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all evermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to end with this song called Wealthy Place.
The water.